So this morning we are pivoting. And when I say we, I mean me, but you receive a pivot of the Holy Spirit. Because as you know, I want to go where the Holy Spirit says to go. I want to speak what the Holy Spirit deposits to me. And this week I had my sermon done, signed, sealed, delivered on Thursday. And I was feeling really great about that God had deposited this message for his people, and I had it all done. And then Thursday night I began to hear this gentle voice of the Lord saying, "That's not it." And he gave me that warning on Thursday, and I promptly ignored it because I'm like, it's finished. It's together. What do you mean? I was feeling really great about myself. But he just continued to drop little hints in my heart on Thursday, and then into Friday, and then into Saturday morning. And then I got a message from my friend Mike over here. And he said, you know, Thanksgiving isn't meant to be a one-day celebration. It's something that we should be doing every day of the year. And that one sentence was exactly what the Lord had been speaking to me since Thursday night. And so finally I was like, okay, Jesus, I hear you. Let's pivot together. Sometimes I need a few reminders and some confirmation. So this morning on Thanksgiving, we are going to take time as a church family to give thanks with intentionality. We're going to do it biblically. We're going to look at what the Word of God says about how we are to give thanks and why we give thanks. And I believe that as we do this with that intentionality, it's going to help that thankfulness really sink in. That perhaps we will move into a process where daily, every day, this becomes more a part of who we are, a thankful people, thankful to our God for all that he does. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, I'd love for you to turn to Psalm 136. We're going to have these verses up on the screen. And I'm just going to give you a bit of a kind of a roadmap for where we're going today. Okay, so we're going to read a few verses from Psalm 136 together. I'm going to read those to you and then give a few thoughts as to what those verses are talking about, some of the big themes that we can be thankful for. And then the reason I asked you to grab some note cards and a pen is because we're going to, after each few verses, take a couple of minutes just in quiet reflection, thanking God. So thinking about what am I thankful for when it comes to this? And then write it down. And writing it down, I believe, helps to cement it into our hearts and into our minds. This is what I am thankful for. And then these cards are just for you. Whether you take them home and you place them on your mirror, if that's someplace that's going to be that visual reminder, or perhaps tucking them into your Bible, putting them in your car, a place where you can reach to them and say, yes, I am thankful to my God, not just on Thanksgiving, but each and every day of the year. So from Psalm 36, we're going to begin with verses 1 to 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. And we're just going to stop there for a moment and think about those first few verses. Because this is thanksgiving to God. It's giving him thanks for his goodness and for his faithfulness. And these are themes that we've already been singing about this morning. The goodness of God, that all my life he has been faithful. We thank him for that goodness and for that faithfulness. But I want you to think this morning, have you taken time to intentionally think about how God has been faithful to you in your life in this past season? Have you taken time to think about how God's goodness has shone in your life in this season? His goodness and his faithfulness. How about his faithfulness throughout the story of your life? How has God shown up for you? So we're just going to quiet the noise. We're going to thank him for who he is, that he is a God of God, not a God. He is the God of gods, and he is the Lord of lords. And think for a moment, what are those lesser gods that are trying to fight for your attention or perhaps your affection? What are those things that are saying to you or tempting you to turn away from the one true God, to make much of them instead of much of him? He is the one and only. He is in control. He is in majesty. There is no one else who compares to him. None of these lesser gods compare to him. All the lesser gods of our world, those things that try to dominate our thoughts and our actions, they cannot stand up to the lordship, the majesty, the greatness of our God. So we are going to respond. We're going to pause and respond, thanking God for his goodness and his faithfulness. So at this point, we're going to give you about 2 minutes and go ahead and take some time and write down your thanksgiving to God. Let's take a moment and pray together. God, I want to thank you for your goodness in our lives. God, I want to thank you for your faithfulness that has brought us to this point, to this day. God, I thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that there is no one that compares to you, that you are our God, great and mighty. You are seated in the heavens. Lord, there is nothing impossible for you. God, may we have hearts that turn to thanks. Lord, would we have hearts that every day remember how you have sustained us, how you have been faithful, and how you continue to show up every single day, in every season, in every situation. And God, that you are good. We give you thanks for your goodness. Amen. Psalm 136, verses 4 to 9. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. We are going to give thanks to the God who is the great creator. In his creation, we see his glory. We see his power. We know that God is not small. We've learned in the past few weeks about the greatness of God. We've learned that we do not need to worry. Why? Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. Look at creation. God spoke creation into being. He spoke it into being with just a word. That is the control that God has over creation. And it's beautiful. And if he can do that with just a word, of course, he cares for us. Remember, Pastor Tyler was speaking about the greatness of God, that God is not small. And he pointed to the different galaxies in the universe. And he said, we are just a dot on a dot on a dot. And yet that tiny little dot, God knows the number of hairs that are on your very head. He loves you. This huge, transcendent God who is so close to us, who sustains it all. I love that we live on the ocean here, because all you need to do is go down and stand on the shores of the ocean and watch the tide just coming in and going out to know that God has it all in his hands, all under control. He's not there rolling it out, rolling it back. He spoke it into being, and it is. And it is good. If our God is in control of all of that, of course he is in control of our lives. Of course, he sees us and cares for us and has us. So let's take a moment to respond and pray to our God, who is our Creator. Let's pray. God, our Creator, we thank you. I remember just hearing and reading the account of creation, and after everything that you created, you said it is good. But God, we know that even that statement, it is good, points to your goodness, because what you have created comes from your goodness. It comes from this place of creativity, of imagination, and of the fact that, God, you hold everything in your hands. So you are good. Lord, I thank you that you give us examples in creation to your love and to your care, to your providence. Lord, I thank you that we can stand on the shores of the ocean and we can see your majesty displayed. We can see that everything works just as you have ordered it to. Lord, we can look into the heavens and we can look at the galaxies and the stars, and it's so beyond what we can fathom and what we can understand. And yet knowing that you just spoke that into being, God, causes us to just stand in awe of who you are and what you have done, what you are capable of. Lord, we can look at the birds of the air. We can look at the flowers in the field, and we can see how, Lord, you have provided for them, how, God, you have created them so beautifully. And Jesus, when we look at all of that, when we see how your creation is so good, Lord, we also know that that translates down to us, to each and every day, Lord, that you do know us. God, that you have numbered the hairs on our head. Lord, that you are in control. God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your good creation. Amen. Psalm 136, verse 10 to 15. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. Our God is a deliverer. Our God is the God who delivered his people from the oppressive hand of Egypt. From slavery, he delivered them. And it is that same God who delivers us from evil. It is our God who moved impossible barriers so that his people could be free. When his people came out of Egypt, they came to the Red Sea, and it was impossible for them to cross. And the enemy was chasing them down, and they had nowhere to go. God had to move on their behalf. He had to do a miracle if they were going to cross that impossible barrier. And what did God do? He parted the sea so that they could cross into freedom. And that is the same God who defeated the cross. He defeated sin and death so that we could have eternal life. That was a barrier that we could not cross on our own, in our own strength. And yet God in his power defeated it. He made a way where there was no way. Our God is the God who defeats the oppressor. He defeated Pharaoh, the oppressor of his people Israel, and he defeats the oppressor of our souls. Why don't we take a moment and thank God, our deliverer. Let's pray. God, our deliverer, thank you. Thank you, God, for taking the impossible things and making a way. Lord, just as you parted the Red Sea so that your people could cross into freedom, Lord, you have parted things that have stood in our way. Lord, I thank you for your defeat over sin and death on the cross. Lord, that you made a way through that impossible barrier. Jesus, that we would be able to spend eternity with you, that we could walk even today in wholeness and in freedom and in health. God, thank you. I'm reminded of the time, Lord, in the Word where there was a prophet who sent his servant out as the enemy was approaching. And the servant came and said, "We are surrounded. We are surrounded by the enemy." And yet he was told to open his eyes, his spiritual eyes, to see. And when he did, what he saw was your angel army that far outnumbered the enemy that was there. And God, I pray that today you would open our eyes when we feel surrounded. Lord, that we would see with spiritual eyes that you have us. God, that you are working in ways that sometimes we cannot see. But Lord, that you are our deliverer. So we trust you and we thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. Amen. Psalm 136, verses 16 to 25. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Our God, who led his people through enemy territory, through places that they did not know they had never been, and from nothing made much of them. When they came through, they had nothing in their hands. They didn't have something to build a life, and yet God provided miraculously for them. He provided safety, provision, food, and blessing. He provided an inheritance and a home for them. He is our God who defeated the enemies that persecuted his people. And he is the same God who today protects us from the fiery darts of the enemy. See, we do not fight a battle of flesh and blood. We fight a spiritual battle of principalities, of powers of darkness. And yet we can stand firm knowing that our God who provides, he provides a way for his people. He is our God who gives us safety, who gives us a home and an eternal inheritance. Let's take a moment and thank him, our God who is our provider. Let's take a moment and pray together. God, thank you for your provision. God, I thank you that again and again and again, you provide for your people. We see it through the word. Lord, taking your people into the promised land, providing for them their daily needs, their physical needs, providing manna from heaven. Lord, you are a good provider, providing for them a home and an inheritance. And Jesus, when you came, you continued to show us how you give good gifts. Lord, I think of the time when you fed the 5,000. All that the people had were a few loaves of bread and a few fish. And yet, Jesus, you prayed over that. You blessed it and you enlarged it. God, that no one went without. And Jesus, I just thank you that we can trust you for your goodness to provide. Lord, I thank you that you give us everything that we need. Lord, I thank you that you have also extended to us a heart to give, just as is seen this morning, Lord, that we would continue to give out of the abundance and the blessing that you have given to us. But Lord, beyond the physical, Lord, I thank you that you have provided for us an eternal home. Lord, an inheritance in you. Jesus, that we do not need to be afraid about today or about tomorrow, because we know, God, that in you we are forever secure. So Jesus, I thank you for your provision. Thank you for giving us a home. And thank you for this inheritance that we have. In your name, amen. Psalm 136, verse 26. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Church, I want you to know, individually, I want you to know that today God sees you. He knows everything about you, where you have come from, where you are at today, and where you are going. And with all of that knowledge, he looks at you and he says, I love you. I love you. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. God created you on purpose. He created you for a purpose, but I think we need to remember that God created you on purpose. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. God created you because he said, this is one that I want to love. And in all things, God is with you. Through the struggle, through the hard, through the I don't know how I'm going to get through today, God is there and he is with you. And through the good, God is there and he's cheering you on. Let's go. We've got this. I have a purpose for you and it is good. He has his hand on your life and you are not alone. Our God is the God of heaven and his love for you never fails. And it never ends. Let's give thanks to God for that. Worship team, you can come. Church, let's respond in prayer. God, thank you. The God of heaven has great love for us. Thank you for your great love. Lord, I thank you that your love is unconditional. That your love is free. God, that your love doesn't require of us to live a certain way or be a certain way before we receive your love, but God, that you showed your great love while we were still sinners. Lord, I thank you for your love that is higher than any mountain and it's deeper than any sea. Lord, we cannot even measure your love. It is immeasurable. God, I thank you for your great love that you show to us, even when you know every little thing about us, God, that you love us unconditionally. God, thank you for your love that was poured out on the cross. God, thank you for the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, who chose to go to the cross so that we could be free. God, thank you for your love that is shown to us each and every day. God, I thank you for your love that is more than a feeling. Lord, it is a love that is sacrificial. It is a love that envelops us. God, we thank you for your great love. Lord, I thank you that in all things we see your goodness. And Lord, when we run out of words to say thank you, we can just literally throw up our hands and say, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Church, let's stand together in worship as we thank our good God.